Hello, 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 Sun family. Welcome to a new week, which means it's time for a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and ask them 10 fun questions. Today, we are joined by an award-winning dance hall musician. His name is Buffalo Soldier. I cannot wait to chat to him. Without further ado, let's get into it. Hi, Buffalo Soldier.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Underline. I've got 10 questions for you. I hope you're ready to go.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So let's start with a simple one because you're a musician. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Yes. My life had two songs, soundtracks right now. Okay, the first one would be the actual Buffalo Soldier song, the part Bob Marley, because it kind of defines my life with me migrating from country and coming to the country that just my music came. That's one. Secondly would be the song titled No Man Bigger Than God, which is a song for my album. The previous album I released was the Unity album. The song No Man Bigger Than God talks about how no one is bigger than God. But if another man can do it, so can I. But we are all the same. You know, no man is an island. It's an inspiration song. So, you know, an encouraging song.
Mm.
That would be my two songs that you find out, yes.
Okay, got it. And describe yourself in a hashtag.
The hashtag?
Yeah.
I would be... be yourself.
Okay. And... All right. And what's something your father would not know about you?
They kind of know about almost everything. So anything that they don't know about is my private life. Okay. I always say that you can't put everything on the social media.
Yeah.
I can't put my private life on social media. I can put my business life on social media.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I think that the private life we'll never know about. We'll never know about.
Okay, all right.
Private life, yeah.
Okay. Yes. And what are the three words that describe you?
Humble. It's always crazy when you go describe yourself humble.
Yeah,
humble.
Yeah.
So I'd say for me, it's down to earth, humble, selfless. You know, the hustler.
Okay.
That's it, hustler.
Okay, yeah. Got it. And what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
I've been moving with the term now that is called niggas wanna be buffalo, but they don't want to sacrifice. Niggas want to be whiskey, but they don't want to sacrifice. Niggas want to be Davido, but they don't want to sacrifice. You know, people like the idea of being a superstar, but nobody wants to do the work. And, you know, the actual work, the actual sacrifice that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, it takes money, it takes dedication, you pretty much have to invest everything. And your music is more than a child, man. It requires attention, it requires financial. So I always run with that. Like, a lot of people want to be superstars, but nobody wants to sit out and do the work.
That's true. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
One would be playing with my dog. Another would be what do you call it? Being fast with some figures. Doing fast adventures.
Doing what?
Adventure.
Oh, okay.
I'm more of an adventurous guy. I do more adventurous stuff. I'll probably say adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say adventures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
Superpower. I'm glad you went there, because that's my. I'm a superhero guy.
Okay.
Can I mix them?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You're choosing. It's yours, so you can choose anything.
So because I'm a Marvel guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I admire Superman. So I'll put Superman and Iron Man. Superman, Iron Man one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what has been your best or your worst date?
Well, look, I'm a principal. I'm pretty true African. I'm a African guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the same things that I don't do.
Okay.
When on a date, right? When you go out with someone that is forward about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, forward about ordering just expensive stuff. It's not wrong with that, but. Being obvious about it. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, you go out and then in the first day, she just want to drink champagne. It's not even a club. It's a restaurant.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've had those. And I was like, hey, man, I miss the days when you could buy a girl KFC.
I hear you. Another one is, what is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
Most expensive piece of clothing for me would have to be, I own a few though, trying to think. There will be some Balenciaga that I have, and what is? I'll say some Balenciaga and some Gucci stuff that I have.
Okay.
That would be the most expensive stuff out there.
Okay. And the most worn thing in your wardrobe?
The most worn.
Yeah.
The most worn is my Jordans. I wear my Jordans a lot.
Okay.
So I like the comfort, so I wear my Jordans a lot.
Okay. I hear you. And that is it. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Sure. A big thank you to Buffalo Soldier for chatting to us and opening up his space to us. I hope you guys loved that interview as much as I did. Let's see each other next week, same time, same place. Bye.